this part's the filter in, I guess.
CJ doesn't want to do it.
CJ doesn't want to do the filter in, so I'll just start the podcast.
There's nobody to filter in.
Well, he's got to put it on YouTube, so some people will filter in. So, this is so weird. The Rice to Ricky Sanchez podcast is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Sign up for DraftKings Sportsbook by using promo code RTRS and brought to you by Body Bio. I decided to use all the people that I saw. Okay. So the sponsors that are on the trip, wow. Except for Kinetic.
Preferential treatment.
Yes. So Body Bio, get 20% off any Body Bio order by using code Mike's Tummy at bodybio.com. Mortgage CS, become a Mortgage CS Ricky VIP by going to mortgagecs.com/Ricky. LL Pavorsky Jewelers, where Rights to Ricky Sanchez listeners go and get engaged. And there's a guy's doing a podcast over there, too.
Yeah. I'm just doing podcast.
And Kinetic Skateboarding, get 9.1% off your first order with promo code Dave Silver. If you're not watching on the pod today, we're together.
We're together. We're outside.
We're outside.
It's raining.
Well, I guess we can.
Undisclosed. Undisclosed.
But it won't be live, no. So we can. No.
We're
so,
at a park in Culver City.
Yeah, we're at a park in Culver City, the Sid Cronenthal Park.
Good job, Sid.
Yes. So here's where we are. We'll talk about the Laker game. We are here for Fly the Process. Mike is buried deep in March Madness. Here he is. We stole him from March Madness briefly. Let's talk about that. Also some stories from Fly the Process. One includes a urinal.
Oh.
One includes CJ. One, whatever. One includes a listener out here in LA. So we'll talk about that on the pod. Before we get going, Kinetic Skateboarding, as I mentioned. So it's shitty weather out here right now, but it is hoodie weather, I would say. This is like prime hoodie weather. It's like 55 degrees, whatever. Kinetic Skateboarding. Actually, what's the guy? Tom was telling me on the podcast he has over 100 hoodies. He was wearing an Out in the Mud one.
Where'd he put them all?
But he said he has a separate house for his hoodies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And, there it is. There's the Metro. Metro Rail. Anyway, there it is. There it is. Kids, Big Ben.
Look at this action.
Parliament. So he said he's bought a bunch from Kinetic. He loves the quality of the Kinetic hoodies. Kinetic brand stuff. Sick. Sneakers, hoodies, light jackets for the spring.
Oh, yeah.
Skateboards. Go to kineticskateboarding.com and use code Dave Silver for 9.1% off your first order. And I want to thank Audiograph Beer Company. That's right here on the hat. They gave me the hat. They didn't let me pay for it. I did try to pay for it. We were going to do our party last night at a place right outside of Crypto Arena, Yards House. Mm-hmm. But we got a lot of warnings that there are a lot of pregame Laker people there. And it would be crowded anyway. And this guy, Dominic, shout out Dominic, is a Ricky listener, works at Autograph Brewing Company. Whoa. They started in 2020. He was like, bring everyone over there. Everyone went over. They even got Spectrum Cable so we could watch the Laker Sixer game. They had screens everywhere. So thank you, Autograph. It's down here in LA, downtown LA. Google it if you want to go. Great beers. I had an IPA and an amber something or other. Not a beer guy, but it was good. They got a food truck out back. It was sick. So thank you, guys. Without any further ado, Amos and the chef. Welcome to the Rice to Ricky Sanchez podcast. I'm Spike Eskin, along with a guy who's next to me drinking a coffee.
It's our first rainy podcast.
Yeah, that is Mike Levin. Here we are, as we said, undisclosed location, Culver City.
No, we disclosed that.
Oh, yeah, in Culver City.
Across from the ugliest building in Los Angeles and maybe the world.
That is, looks like an accident.
Yeah.
Looks like a building that you put in the backseat of your car on a hot day.
It's bad.
Melted. And then they built it. It's terrible.
And it's just right in the middle, and there's nothing around it, so it really gets to sing on its own.
Yeah. So just to set the scene, we are next to like a combo field, like a softball/soccer field. We're near the metro rail.
Yep.
It is raining.
Yep.
It's a little chilly.
Yep.
And there are two gentlemen. We're under like cover here because it's raining. There are two gentlemen in the thing next to us having a conversation. And
so this is it. We're in the elements.
Yeah. Yeah. If you hear somebody else talking, they're not recording a podcast, and we are. How's the tournament going before we get to the game last night? Is tournament going well? They had it up on some screens last night. I saw Jerry Colangelo's college won.
Yes, he did.
The College of Colangelo.
Yes, he did. What a fun upset. Love rooting for the scrappy underdog.
Yeah. the tournament going well? You're watching going
yes.
well?
Yes. I mean, I am extremely biased in that there's no way that a tournament would not be going well for me. I am getting a little old to be spending so much time and drinking and eating at a bar. I would say my body is starting to reject even 2 days in. Starting directed, but we're going to get another full day today.
Yep. Mike has invited the crew out to come see it. The place is called, we'll give him a shout out, the place is called Rocco's Tavern in Culver City.
Yeah.
Mike's invited everyone out. Is that like a normal?
Yeah. I mean, I have a very, very specific specifications of what I need from a tournament setting.
Okay.
And the TVs need to be close together. They need to be enough of them. They need to be good with the audio. They gotta be playing the sound. You can't have like music on during the tournament. That's ridiculous. And Rocco's is good, and the food is good, and they're nice people. And I've been going there for like 12 years. When I'm not working, which unfortunately I am.
Yeah.
Thursday morning, 9:05. Rocco's 9:05 is like me and my friends Austin 3:16. Like it's like Rocco's 9:05 means like we're fucking coming. We're there at 9:05 in the morning, and we're spending it all day. It's the best.
You were saying that you're getting old to be doing this. I remember when I was your age, when it started hitting me, that you are sort of at the age now where almost the freshmen could be your children.
The freshmen?
Yeah, right? How old are you?
I'm 34.
Yeah, so, I mean, it wouldn't have been planned some at that point.
Things would have had to gone wrong, but yeah, sure.
But it happens, you know?
For sure.
I remember when I was watching I had this realization, the first Aaron Gordon, Zach LaVine dunk contest, that I looked at Val and I was like, fuck. I'm older now, obviously, but like, I was like, those guys wouldn't have been planned, but those guys could be my children.
Yeah. I bet your children would be just as good at dunking.
You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know. So Laker, I would say this for and we'll get into some things that happened last night at the bar. We had a party last night at Autograph Brewing Company.
Nice.
Talk about some things there. The game last night, I would say at least for my sake, at least they gave us a bit of a game. It did always feel like throughout that entire game that they had LeBron and Anthony Davis, and if they had decided to be better than the Sixers, they would probably do it. It didn't feel like a win to me.
No. They hung with them. I mean, they shot, 20-some% from three?
30% from the field, or 32% from the field.
The shots weren't falling, and I was upset about why Mo Bamba played that much.
He did play a lot.
He accrued statistics. There were a couple nice moments, but it's just so much Mo Bamba, dude. AD had
great
like
guy,
20
though.
Rebounds
great guy.
Because Bamba was just
so
slow to everything and so weak to everything. They're like, come on, man. B-ball hasn't been like excellent lately, but at least he'll give you some like, at least he'll get you something.
He looks sort of overpowered by AD too, though, like on a straight up perspective.
No, of course. I mean, he's not going to be better than Anthony Davis, but I don't understand the Nick Nurse calculus of like what Mo Bamba is doing is better than what Paul Reed is doing. And I'm worried at this point that like if Joel comes back and who's the backup center, like it might be Bamba. And I think that's going to be a mistake. He's not a good player.
Can I offer a different suggestion?
Sure.
So one of mine for Nick Nurse has been that Nick is constantly using minutes to motivate Paul and get Paul to play right, which I think on one level is probably true.
Phil Jackson, mind games.
Yes. But the other thing is that it is possible that he is trying to keep Paul Reed in as close to what his normal role is going to be when Joel comes back.
That's why I liked him off the bench.
Yeah. But even from a minutes perspective, too, I don't know.
I just think they need to win some games.
Yeah. Well, because they're like eighth seed certainly feels a lot more likely than sixth seed does at this point. It was a, so a couple, I don't want to do like 20 minutes of Tobias on every podcast. He, well, he was 6 of 18.
Some shots? Yes. Argue with me about that.
He did get one offensive rebound that I remember. He almost stole a ball from Austin Reeves. Yeah. I would say the only thing that looked different is it looked like he was trying harder in last night's game than he had been, but his brain does look broken. His ability to dribble and make decisions seems completely, he was never like excellent decision maker, but there does seem to be something wrong in his brain right now, honestly.
I mean,
it's not just that the shots aren't going down.
Yeah, I think part of that is the issue. The biggest frustrating thing is,
like right next.
Well, should I stare? Yes. Oh, and yeah. Should I stare at the camera, CJ?
I think it's a little both, right? Okay. We want to look at each other and the camera.
Like I'm doing a wrestling promo right now. The thing about Tobias is he just can't like move his body quick enough. His brain-body connection is poor.
He used to be on defense, but now on offense it looks like
it's both. But like, I mean, he got beat off ball so many times, like LeBron on a back cut. He just like can't shift his hips quick enough to do anything. And it's just like, man, you wish you were faster. Man, you wish you could just like a quick twitch. Any twitch at all would be great. And he doesn't have, he's twitchless.
No.
Shout out to the Twitch stream. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it to CJ.
Yeah.
But not good enough. Not good enough. But at least he hit some shots. He did make a catch and shoot three and missed several others. Yeah, I thought that's the thing with Tobias for years now. It's like his on-ball defense is better than you expect, and his off-ball defense is worse than could be humanly possible.
And offense, his brain looks fried to me.
It's fried right now. But I mean, he also was out for a few games, so he needs to be a little bit better. I'm not asking for the world. I just need to be a little bit better.
I would say this though. I am sure. There's no way he's going to be back. There's no way he wants to be back. If he is void of any other offer, I just can't see, not from a Sixers perspective decision, I see a guy that just doesn't want to play for the Sixers anymore in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I mean,
I just don't think he wants to be
back. I think I'm trying to protect myself on the off chance that, like, that he, it's the Sixers free agency hopes don't go the way they want, and Tobias is maybe doesn't want to play in Detroit. Like, I don't know. And they just go like, all right, let's do a 2-year tradable contract. I don't know. I don't want it to happen. I don't think it should happen. I think those other role players, if they're healthy, especially like Covington, Melton, Batum, even Oubre, Buddy, like those kinds of things would be more helpful and also tradable. But I have to protect myself that it might.
Speaking of which, all that stuff, no need to go into it here, but a good explainer on rightsterickysanchez.com from Mike O'Connor about what the Paul George cap mechanics would look like if they signed Paul George in the offseason, just sign him into space, which, as he points out, makes more sense than any sort of sign and trade at this point. But it is
somewhat restrictive.
It is.
You start to go like, that's not that many guys.
No, they're basically signing... They're outside of minimum guys. They're basically signing like two guys. It's basically like the MLE and something else, but that's it.
Yeah.
But yeah, good on RiceToRickySanchez.com. Only two other things from the game. One, just an awesome maxi second half. Mm-hmm. And the other thing was maxi second half.
Well, let me talk about maxi while you're trying to remember.
Oh, I remember.
Like so many nice finishes at the rim. Like that's Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
That's Anthony Davis.
He gets the ball on the glass
so fast.
Quick.
Yep. Gets it up and soft.
Yep.
And to not do that and fucking just whack the ball off the backboard going that fast, that level of touch and control is crazy. I mean, he's incredibly good. And, you know, you wish a couple more shots went in early.
Yeah.
I think it was, 1-9 from three?
Yeah, well, he seemed like he was pretty addicted to step backs for a while, and now it seems like he's addicted to, like, the 33-foot, like standstill one almost.
I prefer the standstill.
Oh really?
Yeah,
it's
mean
so
like
far. It just seemed like he couldn't get it there.
Yeah, I just like there was too many times I think they didn't get enough like driving kick action.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think partly that is
not
the lack of threats.
By the way, also. not a bad drive and drop off game from your boy, Kelly Oubre. I think he had three assists.
He did have three.
Yeah.
He did have three.
Sorry, didn't mean
to. No. I mean look, you can always interrupt me to talk about Kelly Oubre improving as a passer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they just, I it's, without Joel Embiid, even as good as Maxey has gotten, they're just like not going to generate enough, they're not going to make the defense make enough decisions.
Yep.
And like, man, there's so many guys on the team that they get the ball on the spot and you're like, they're not doing anything with
it. Or doing something bad.
And so, you know, Mo Bamba had the ball like 2 feet from the rim and was just like, ah.
By the way.
Not for me.
Fucking Kyle Lowry just will not stop throwing that guy fucking in the alley-oops. Yeah, he won't do it.
He won't do it.
Yeah.
That's all he loves to do. B-ball had one nice possession that I enjoyed where Tobias miss, B-ball rebound, kick it out. Tobias miss, B-ball rebound. Like, thought about kicking it out. He's like, I'm fine. Nope. That's my second one, I'm shooting it. And he hit a fadeaway over AD. And I was like, great. Good for B-ball.
The Rice Ricky Sanchez podcast brought to you by Body Bio. Mike from Body Bio came out last night to the bar.
Nice.
Yeah, he's hanging out. Mike and CJ, like, Mike's sort of looking like CJ's, like, uncle at this point. Yeah,
that's
like, favorite uncle. Oh, happy birthday, Mike. Is Mike 30 today or something?
I think 32.
32, okay.
He's younger than me?
Yeah.
That's great.
Shout out Mike's dog. Shout out Mike's sister. So Body Bio, here's Mike, Body Bio guy, tummy guy. There was a guy.
Mike's tummy is close to this ad as it's ever been.
There was a guy last night that said he doesn't have as bad a tummy as you, but was thinking of trying sodium butyrate from Body Bio to manage his tummy stuff. We love Body Bio. Body Bio, family owned and operated South Jersey supplement company. First of all, like the site itself, so we're talking about butyrate, how it can help your gut, sodium butyrate. It's a, basically helps your body create probiotics, basically what it does. But
we love probiotics.
We love probiotics. But the great thing about the Body Bio website is, and every supplement website isn't like this, very good explainers on everything. The other good thing about Body Bio, as like a family-owned and operated company, can shift gears very quickly. New science comes. They got to adjust, like, adjusting the ingredient list on it right now. Be back this summer. I think Gut Plus as well. Love that from Body Bio. Also,
almost
sweeps week. Oh, yes, when your influencer video is coming out.
We're so close to sweeps week.
And Elite, which we love. Elite is my favorite hydration serum. Put a little in your water in the morning, in the evening. Keeps you properly hydrated. All the electrolytes, no sugar, no artificial flavors or colors. Bodybio.com, use code MikesTummy for 20% off any order. Again, bodybio.com, MikesTummy. That Mike, not Body Bio Mike. Here we are, together. Boy, this is a watch one. FYI, if you're listening, you definitely got to watch. You got to watch this one.
Dynamic. A lot of dynamic action happening here.
Last thing from the Laker game, at least from me, Buddy Hield down to, I think, 12 or 13 minutes.
Yeah.
Kind of weird. Looks way suckier now than when he got on the Sixers.
Started off hot. And then has really tailed off.
Takes a while, it seems like. Seems like he needs... I tweeted last night about, like, his apprehension to shoot threes quickly,
yeah.
And somebody mentioned Seth Curry. It's not dissimilar from the needs a lot of room, needs a lot of time,
yeah.
But if he's open, he's going to hit it.
Yeah, Seth always had that like little hold.
Yes.
He didn't need to like pause for a second before he could get it up. It was not a quick one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really understand it. He's turning down deeper threes that we would like him to take, considering the state of the team. I wonder if this is Nick Nurse. I mean, we know from his time in Toronto, like, Nick stops trusting players and shortens the rotation until it's like five.
Yeah.
And so I wonder if this is he has lost his trust kind of more permanently, or if when Joel gets back, this becomes
again.
Like a, all right, now he's much more useful in that way. Yeah, I mean, you can't really blame so many members of the rotation for them losing games. They're just, like, really banged up. They're not good enough defensively, but they've competed defensively for the most part, except for Tobias and, on some level, Mo Bamba. But Buddy's not Buddy's special. He's got to be getting threes up, and if he's not doing it, like,
no.
What's he doing?
Yeah, well, you know, one of the best shooters of all time comes to the Sixers, doesn't really want to shoot much anymore.
I can do other stuff.
Yeah. He's creating threes. Maybe he'll go up in the creating threes ranking, which is a famous Sixers thing. So you mentioned Joel. Couple of smallish updates about Joel. Goodish updates.
Drew Hanlon, who we've always liked and trusted and believed in.
Who doesn't have Mike blocked?
Nope, I don't believe so.
Yep.
So, I'm saying some interesting stuff there, Drew. Maybe check back in.
Yeah. So, by the way, before we get to Joel, speaking of Drew Hanlon, cut that, edit it. No, wow. Just kidding. Did you read the article on The Ringer? I forget who wrote it, about Markelle Fultz.
I have it tabbed. I haven't read it yet.
So there's an article about what really happened to Markelle Fultz.
I thought that my expectation, and not to step on you to be what I'm guessing, but is that the headline is misleading.
It's misleading.
That's right.
Yep. Turns out what in the article is not what happened to Markelle
Fultz.
That's
what I imagined to be. I'm like, I have to read this, but like, I also think I'm going to be mad at the end of it.
So interestingly, and I do forget who read it. This isn't me being disrespectful. Who wrote it?
Is it Nick Friedel?
Nick Friedel, Rob Harvilla. I'm just naming guys that I know are Ringer guys now. Okay, so the headline is, what really happened to Markelle Fultz?
Yeah, Nick Friedel.
Nick Friedel. And it turns out, when you read it, it's everything that Markelle Fultz said happened to Markelle Fultz.
Okay.
So it's really like, I had this shoulder injury, we couldn't figure out what it was, we had to go to tons of doctors, and they turned out it was thoracic outlet syndrome. And isn't that exactly what they said happened to
Not Markelle? Too much of a reveal. Not a tell-all. Not a bears-all. And like yeah. Checkout line of a grocery store. Yeah. Markelle Fultz bears all.
And you're talking to two guys who want to see Markelle Fultz succeed. Happy
Absolutely.
For Markelle Fultz.
Who have money on the Orlando Magic winning the division.
Markelle guys over here.
Absolutely.
That's not what happened. But so speaking of Drew Hanlon tweeted wheels up to Philly. So, and he does that at the same time that Nick Nurse.
what a like 2009 tweet.
yeah. Yep. So he.
Does, I obviously couldn't see it.
He does that at this.
No, I'm not allowed to see it.
Because you're blocked. Yeah.
I would miss great content like wheels up to Philly.
And you're also.
Was there an emoji?
You're also Zero Dark 30 mode.
Right? I'm Zero Dark 30 mode.
Yeah.
Might there have been an emoji? Maybe like a plane.
No. Rocket maybe.
Or yeah, it could be a rocket.
Yeah. No, there was not. I didn't. I don't.
Maybe
think
a bell.
Emoji. No bell. No bell.
Just wheels up to Philly by itself.
And then we got that from Nick Nurse that I think. So I have the quote here. We had a non-contact practice, and he was able to go through that. We have always said that we hope he's going to get back to play. He is on the court, I don't want to say daily, but almost every day now, he's on the court doing basketball things. That's checkups have been positive.
Important to do on a court.
Yep.
You want him doing basketball things.
He's kind of in the ramp-up phase. And then some more clarity was he's got to go contact to one-on-one, to five-on-five, to full practice before they'll let him play. That said.
That's a ramp.
So it's, you had mentioned weeks ago the home Clipper game, which does seem close given all they say he needs to do, and they've been talking about the first or second week of April.
Yeah.
I did hear someone else sort of whisper home Clipper game, but it doesn't seem realistic.
He's a little close. He's not on this road trip.
No. Well, I don't know. I say no. I just said that so assuredly.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I would assume he's down the road trip doing stuff at home. If Drew Hanlon's wheels up to Philly, he's probably not.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Going to be wheels. He wouldn't be wheels up to Philly for such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
But
he's going to play again this year.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's going to play.
We got one.
Yep.
My blind optimism. Not so blind.
Well,
directed optimism.
Yeah.
He's
going to play.
He's going to play, and I would love for them to not be the 8 seed, but also it's like, whatever. We got to get Boston's first round. Like, fuck it. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck them. We're going to have to take them eventually.
Oh, yeah, because if they're the 8 seed, then they have to play Boston in the first round.
Well, they have the 7-8 game, so then if you can get into the other side of the bracket, then there's just easier matchups there, whether it's Milwaukee or Cleveland.
So wait, host a basketball podcast. If they're the 8 seed and they beat the 7 seed, are they the 7 seed then?
Yeah.
Oh, and then they play Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Or whoever the two seed is, yeah. Oh, well then that's possible.
Well, they just have to go on the road for the play-in game to likely Miami or Indiana.
Oh, Indiana doesn't scare me. Oh boy, cut that. Yeah, as we lose the Indiana. Well, they're a regular season team. They're like all that run 100 miles an hour bullshit, you know. But they would probably play the Sixers off the floor. And then they would have to lose two, right? Because then they would go into the other bracket.
Yeah, which is whoever, Chicago or maybe Atlanta or Toronto.
Right. Metro, shout out Metro Rail.
Yes. public transit.
He's coming back. I've decided to be optimistic about it. My realistic thing says it'll be exactly what we've had several other times, in that he's going to be limited and he'll miss a couple games here and there, even in the playoffs. But I'd rather have him play than not have him play.
Always. There's a warmth to having this conversation every year.
Yep.
The sweet blanket, the soft embrace of a Joel muddy injury history.
Yeah.
But I still don't blame him. I don't know. He doesn't want. He's playing. He works his ass off. He tries. Sometimes injuries happen. He's a fucking mammoth human being. He does so much on this team. I don't blame him. My take is I don't blame him.
Well, I don't blame him for this specific injury. Whatever. He'll come back. Hopefully it's good. I don't know. I can't have this intense discussion about this until he plays and we see him and maybe he'll look great. And the optimistic view of it is his body has had 6 weeks to sort of rest.
Yeah. Think about how rested his arms are.
Yes. And the knee.
His other leg?
So rested.
So rested. A baby's leg now.
Yeah. So hopefully he has enough time to ramp up and he's like a healed Embiid and we get dream playoff run where everything goes
keep going.
And they beat Doc Rivers and then they beat the Heat.
Yep.
And then they beat the Celtics.
Oh. And then what happens?
Then they get to the finals.
Yes.
And they play the Nuggets.
Whoa.
And he outduels Nikola Jokic.
Amazing.
Probably the best player of all time.
All right. I saw it. That's the vision.
Yeah.
That's the vision from the rain.
Yep. So I guess What do you see a timer on there? Where are we?
45.
Okay, wait a few minutes before I talk about Mortgage CS. Normally, you can see how long it's been. I can't see that.
It would be nice to win tomorrow's game. I don't think that they will.
Well, a better chance losing the Laker game, I think.
Yeah, I would have liked to have win banked would be nice. But now it's a Sacramento back-to-back, they're a tough team.
Well, actually, let's talk about this here, and then we'll talk about the other stuff. Speaking of tomorrow's game, so Fly the Process is at the Clippers. We'll have a few hundred people there.
Crypto.com
arena. Totally cool.
I love saying .com in my daily language.
And crypto as a thing is totally real and necessary.
Totally real. I love it. And the Sixers. The Sixers should feel it's like a home game for them.
Yeah. Yes. Well, they have crypto.com on their jersey.
Yeah. It's crypto and crypto crime.
It's awesome. It's like, basically, it's having a patch on your jersey that says fake money,
stuff.
Grift. Yeah, so, yeah, totally normal. Invest in it. What is it? Don't know.
Got it.
It's real. Can't see it. Who created it? Don't know.
Going up.
Yeah. Can't make more.
Rocket ship.
Yep. Wheels mining up. Bitcoin. Okay. So the first thing is two James Harden related questions. One, did you see?
Yes.
I'm sure you saw.
Yes.
So if you haven't seen it, there's a thing where the Clippers were up on, who were they playing?
A bad team.
They're up 21 points in the third quarter. James Harden draws the defense, kicks it to the corner. There's an open Kawhi Leonard who's shooting an open corner three. And James Harden, who is on the same team as Kawhi Leonard, closes out on Kawhi.
Nobody else was.
Yeah, closes out on him. Kawhi misses the three.
I loved it.
As a James Harden hater, I also loved
it.
I have a completely positive, sympathetic. Here's what I think happened. Somebody at the bar asked me last night, what do you think was going on? Actually, it's these two folks, who have a horror movie internet site, and they were a couple, I think it's called The Cul-de-Sac of Death or something. Anyway, so we're talking about it. My read on it was, they're rolling. He thinks that Kawhi is definitely going to make the shot, and he is trying for a shove it up their ass highlight move, having fun, not taking it too seriously. Sort of Harden is only half sort of trying all the time thing anyway. Yeah. That's the way I saw it, as him just not being, he didn't have a brain freeze or something.
No.
He's never closed out on a three
ever. I'm on defense now. I don't think that's what he thought. Yeah. I think he was just instead of running back and holding up the three fingers, I think he was just I'm just pretend to do this and then we'll do that. And I think sometimes guys shoot better when they're not so
wide open.
Too wide open. have time to think about it or take a dribble or something like that. And so maybe he was just that. But I honestly think it was a split decision. Split second decision in the game. He was like, we're fucking winning. I'm fine.
Yep.
And like, this is kind of funny if I do this.
Yep.
I think it was all that was. And it was. He was right.
Do you know who I think probably didn't think it was funny?
Kawhi.
I didn't see that anyone asked him about it. No. He seems like a guy who would like be seething for weeks about how stupid that was.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's a very Kawhi thing. It reminded me, it was like the two-person version of the Nick Young shoots the three, turns around, arms in the air thing.
I wonder what Paul George was doing there, and in that moment, if he thought, I should go to the Sixers. In that moment, fuck both of these guys. I'm out of here.
Actually, two questions about tomorrow then. So the first question is, James Harden obviously will be on the Clippers. At some point, he'll probably shoot free throws. The arena will be massively quiet. We have the opportunity to chant something. I think booing is boring. I don't have a problem with booing, but then we're just typical haters.
Right.
I was trying to think of something to chant. A gentleman at the bar last night suggested we chant Red Blend, which would be really funny.
Yeah,
Red Blend is good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something for everybody is a little harder.
That's what I said. Yeah, something, yeah. Red Blend. Red Blend's the way, right?
Yeah.
Cabernet?
No, I think Red Blend is good.
So
it's the right amount of like nonsense.
And is it too thirsty?
Well, people tweet like hurtful things.
Yes.
Like if someone's going through a divorce and you say like divorce or something, and it's like, I don't know, that's weird. But like sending nonsense, chanting nonsense that makes you go like, makes them like, what the fuck?
What are they saying?
What the fuck's going on? Like that's really what you want.
Red Blend. Okay. And the second thing is it too thirsty to chant something Philadelphia-related at Paul George when he's shooting a free throw?
Ooh. I don't know. It could be, yeah. Why not?
Right.
I don't know. It feels a little like paid fans. a little bit.
Yeah. And it's a little thirsty.
Yeah.
A little thirsty. I don't want to make news for that. Like, I don't mind making news for Sixers fans chanted Red Blend at James Harden.
Yeah.
But Sixers fans chanted, come to Philly, to Paul George.
A little light.
Yeah. It's a little Jack Fritzy,
actually.
A little light, a little like, not the, a different kind. I think we're corny in specific ways, but like we're corny NWO, not like corny.
Right, yes.
We still have the renegade. We were not allowed to ring the bell because the powers that be didn't want us. Like, there's still like a little bit of like the counterculture.
Yes.
And if we're tweeting like, come home, Paul. Like, that's not going to be good.
That's not right. The Rice Ricky Sanchez podcast brought to you by Mortgage CS. Become a Mortgage CS Ricky VIP by going to mortgagecs.com/Ricky. So Ben and Alec are on the trip.
Oh, yeah.
Mortgage CS. Great. I think they were in San Antonio. And I think that was our first one back, right? Yeah, it was. So they've been on the two that they've been available for. Ben and Alec. And shout out to Alec, who at Audiograph Beer Company last night, as everyone was going to cash out their tabs, Alec had paid for all their tabs.
Oh, look at that.
Isn't that awesome?
What a nice gesture.
Yeah. So Mortgage CS is a independent mortgage broker. What a mortgage broker does, if you don't know, there's a mortgage broker and a lender. The lender gives you the money, but the mortgage broker goes to the different lenders to find you what you need, which is a mortgage. They're great at it. It's great that they're independent because, shout out MetroRail, it's great that they're independent because a lot of times the bigger mortgage brokers, what happens with mortgage brokers is they take on too much. And also then the bigger ones have deals with banks. So they could be leading you toward a mortgage that might benefit them more than it benefits you. Mortgage CS, it benefits you. They are very intent on not taking on too much, that taking on only what their staff can handle. This is important because that way they will be available for you whenever you want them to be. Right? So whether it's night, whether it's weekends, you need a pre-qualification letter right away. The housing market is like crazy right now. It's only going to get crazier in the spring, will only get crazier in the summer. So you need a good partner who is always dialed into you, and Mortgage CS is that. We love them. We love Mortgage CS. We love them. You can go to mortgagecs.com/Ricky to set up a consultation, or hold on, I should have Ben's number memorized, but I don't. I'm going to give you Ben, the CEO's cell phone number right here. 267-391-7425, 267-391-7425. You can text Ben at any time. He's in LA right now. You should text him, ask him what he's doing. Maybe he's at the Hollywood sign. Ben from Morgan CS at the Hollywood sign. Or just go to morgancs.com/Reiki. This advertisement is, it's so weird to do the, well, I don't have it memorized, but it's weird to do it in the park where other people can hear it.
Do it.
Yeah. This advertisement is not a commitment to lend or extend credit.
Nope.
Mortgage CS is an equal housing opportunity mortgage broker.
Yep.
All loans are subject to credit approval. Certain restrictions may apply. Company NMLS 1464766. Visit mortgagecs.com/Ricky for more information. All right. Some fly the process stuff.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, we have, I have a lot of nonsense for the rest of the pod. Some fly the process stuff. One, I went into the bathroom last night.
Oh boy.
At the bar. Audiograph at the bar. And I had mentioned previously, I think it was in a filter in when we talked about stage fright at the urinal.
Yeah. Well, no, it was about the JJ.
Oh, yes. Story. Yes. JJ Swords.
CJ just contributing loudly to the fight.
Yeah.
Wow.
JJ Swords.
Guy doesn't, he's not in a box in the waiting room now. He thinks he can just say, yeah, during the pod these days. Ridiculous.
So I do get stage fright at urinals if somebody's right next to me. So, and I want to put this into context. And for the gentleman who I'm about to talk about, just to be clear, I only had two beers last night. I was not drunk. It's very hard for me to get drunk on beer anymore because I can't drink enough of it. I get too full too quickly. So I walk into the bathroom. It's a smaller bathroom. The stall was to the right. I look to the left. There's a gentleman standing there at the urinal. I thought there was only enough room for one urinal there.
Oh boy.
But I looked around the thing. There was like a thing. And there were two urinals there. Uh-huh. The urinal was so close. I would say it was 18 inches away. Okay. So what I did was I start laughing and I go to the guy, is that one too close for me to stand at?
Yeah.
And he goes, you're going to talk about this on the podcast, aren't you? And I said, absolutely. So I went up and I started.
A live podcast of Spike trying to pee.
Yeah.
Next to various listeners.
So he was already peeing, I think. He was already midstream. I did stand next to him, unzipped, was laughing the entire time.
That's tough.
But I did have stage fright, and I was acting like I was peeing, but I couldn't pee until he left.
I think he knew that.
Oh, do you think so?
Yeah, I think he did.
So, shout out to him. I forget his name. I'm sorry. I forget his name. Same guy who goes. So, Sixers were winning for a lot of the game last night.
A couple.
That guy was sitting with his girlfriend or wife. And by the way, one thing I love about Fly the Process is the amount of significant others who are drugged to this. I don't think you can drag a significant other to a live pod, but if the sell is we're only going to the game, the other 2 days we'll just go to LA, I think it's an easier sell. But so Sixers are blowing it, and he is very upset, and she said something to the effect of, I thought you said you thought they were going to win this game. And his response was, I wrote it down, I always think they're going to win, I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah. I probably could have guessed that.
Yeah. It was a good moment. So then the other thing that happened is, I'm going to do a visual here.
Let's
see if it happens in here. Put this down. Right, like, mid-third quarter, I see a this. Like, I see a... walks out the door, mid-third quarter, CJ and Kelly, his girlfriend, leave before the end of the game, quietly. Did get called out by a couple of listeners.
Wow.
Where did CJ go? Did he just fucking sneak out of here?
Sleepy?
She was.
Kelly was sleepy. All right.
Sometimes, hey, it's a flight.
Yep.
I wasn't sneaking out.
It looked like you were sneaking out.
The game was still going on.
Yeah. Like you were a cloak and dagger.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, interrupt everyone. Hey, everyone, I'm leaving, by the way. So
pause the game.
Yeah.
It did seem like he was sneaking out. Boy, you a real... There's nothing I can do if you say it was because Kelly was tired. Fuck, man. I like Kelly, and I like...
When she's here, that's
cool. Yeah, when she's here. I have to admit, and also, you know, East Coast time, game starts, supposed to start at 7:30, doesn't even start till fucking 7:45. Yeah, it was late.
That's the dance.
Yeah, that's all I got from the bar last night. It was a good time. Everybody was fucking cool. Mike's, as I said, Mike is doing the Final Four or the March Madness thing today at Rocco's.
Yes.
I'm sure some of our folks will show up. They were asking where this was happening.
Yeah, my dad wanted to come, and I was like, just fucking go to sleep. Enough already.
Oh, other thing from last night. So I mentioned Body Bio was there. I mentioned Mortgage CS was there. LL was on the trip. Didn't come to the bar last night.
Yeah. Gotta leave him wanting more, you know?
Yeah. Oh, do you think that's what he's doing?
A little taste.
I thought we would get a...
If The Rock shows up to, like, every SmackDown, it's like, okay, we get it. But, like, right. The big surprise when that LL music hits.
Yep. Yeah. I thought he was going to get in late.
Not the better.
I didn't see him. See, do you have any... Do you have any intel on LL's whereabouts on Friday night?
I did hear some rumors that he was romancing.
Oh, that's did I say that?
Okay, his listeners were spreading this. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So multiple people had
is Jake going to come today?
Jake is coming Sunday to the game.
Sunday, okay.
Yeah.
I think he might come to the bar.
We have a big pregame party. Yeah, Jake Pavorsky lives out here, still 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he is coming to the game on Sunday.
Should be a good loss.
Shout out pregame party. Shout out Fly the Process. Shout out fans of Philly who take care of everything. Shout out the t-shirt, the Fly the Process t-shirt, which I have on underneath this. Joe's doing a great job. And we'll see everybody at the party. Okay, what else do I have here? I did get a jigsaw that I was discussing with some listeners last night.
Okay.
At the bar. They were betting. Shout out Eugene, who says he's a mic guy. I was trying to figure out what your answer would be for this. As a mic guy, by the way, he was doing during the game. It was actually very funny. He clearly thinks everybody hates on Tobias too much. Sure. And he was mumbling about every time Nick Batum does something bad, nobody says a word. Because Nick Batum airballed a three.
Yeah, that was a bad shot.
And then nobody said anything.
Yeah.
And then Tobias airballed a three. And everybody was like, oh. Yeah. So anyway.
That's fair.
So anyway, everyone was trying to, here's a jigsaw. A jigsaw is when I give Mike a terrible would you rather situation. People were talking about it at the bar. Shout out to Ryan who emailed this. It was a tweet from somebody else. Rest of your life, every time you're in public for the rest of your life, okay. You have to wear a fedora at all times.
Tough.
Other one, every drink you drink for the rest of your life will have 2 drops of pee in it.
Oh, you know I'm going pee.
Okay.
Two drops?
Yeah,
that's nothing.
I said the same thing.
We can get an eyedropper?
Yeah. 2 drops of pee is nothing.
2 drops of pee is nothing.
Yeah.
In fact, there's nothing different like 2 drops of pee and like the kind of like, I don't know, like sparkling water. Raspberry,
oh, yeah, like
blackberry lemonade.
Yeah,
just like a little bit of like it's a flavored water. It's like, that's piss.
Yeah.
That's basically piss. You're drinking piss. Just have a regular water.
We did.
So yeah, throw some pee in there. I'm not going to be fedora guy. There's no, under no circumstances.
So I thought there was a chance. A lot of times in jigsaws, when you pick a side, you're like, oh, it'll be funny. I'll be the blank blank guy. So I thought that the fedora thing.
Fedora, I mean, I don't know what age you get to that you think like it's time.
To be a fedora guy.
Yeah, you get your driver's license at 16 and you get your fedora at like what, like 51? Like, when does that come?
Is LL the most likely Ricky listener to be a fedora guy?
I mean...
Or most likely Ricky advertiser?
I...
Oh, Mike from Body Bio could be a fedora guy.
LL's...
No? A LL's CJ got mad, Uncle Mike.
LL's got the disposition to pull it off, but he's really branded himself as suit.
Suit guy.
And so I think that would conflict.
And... What was I going to say about the pee? Oh, we did have a health professional last night. Tom, his wife, I think he's a doctor or something. His worry, Tom's concern was that he could get sick from the pee.
2 drops?
And she said...
There's pee.
She said you're never going to get...
It's raining.
Yeah.
There's pee in this rain.
No.
There's got to be pee in the rain.
From
do you think
who?
There's not? From the clouds. It all fucking cycles in air, wind. Somebody pees, it blows up, it comes down.
Full Mike Seinfeld right now. The clouds pee.
I'm not saying there's a lot of pee. You think there's not 2 drops of pee in the clouds? Of course there is.
She said there's no
chance.
Where
do you think it comes out of the airplane?
She said your body, whatever the acid is in your stomach, would destroy whatever bad was in the pee.
I'm going to eat much worse stuff than 2 drops of pee.
So, and one other quick thing before we get to mailbag.
2 drops.
And then, so we did... a lot of podcasting about the JJ LeBron pod. Yeah. I got, there's sometimes we do pod things where we also get a lot of offline positive feedback from people who don't want to positively reinforce what we're doing because of relationships or whatever.
Okay, and let's call them out right here.
No, I'm not going to say who it was.
Name them.
No, but we got several off air.
Tommy?
I'm not going to confirm.
Did Tommy like it?
I'm not going to confirm or deny anything.
Did Tommy listen and like it?
We got a lot of off air.
Tommy's like, now JJ. JJ. Now JJ's the Tommy. Tommy's upset that Tommy got Tommy'd by JJ.
So, one of the things that happens from segments like this.
You're typing the name of it.
Well, no, I'm finding the audio because I want to play it. One of the things that happens is like bits last. So I heard a lot about, are they going to fuck? I heard a lot about the omelet metaphor that you use. And we got four separate emails and a lot of online feedback about the wine that LeBron said he was going to drink, which is Chamberlain or something, but I kept saying Chambertin or whatever. We got two people, so we got four pieces of feedback saying it would be funny to hear LeBron saying Chambertin over the song Black Betty that goes, whoa, Black Betty, wham, blam. Two people did it for us separately and two other people. So I wanted to play this for you. Hopefully this will come into...
You can just hold it normally.
Hold it normally? Okay.
Well, we all start off. I brought two bottles. Whoa, Black Betty. Chambertin. Chambertin.
So we got that one, and hold on, that one from Colin.
Really nicely done.
And then Sterling just did.
What a community we built. That's what it's all about, you guys.
We didn't even suggest that, and two people did it on their own. So Chambertin it is.
Great song.
A totally great song. All right. What do I got here?
Hard to stomach?
Hard to stomach YouTube comment of the week.
I'm going to read it.
We have two. You want to do the first one?
Why is the font so small?
45 minutes in.
Okay. Actually, before we do this, hold on. One thing. Okay. You can start reading.
Fucking 0.5 font.
This is what I'm looking at.
Jesus.
You want to make it bigger?
No, that's fine.
There you go. The Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast is brought to you by LL Pavorsky Jewelers, where Rights to Ricky Sanchez listeners go and get engaged. LL on the trip, we were just talking about him. Up to 391 Rights to Ricky Sanchez listeners who have purchased engagement rings from LL. Got this email from Eric. I bought my wife's engagement ring about a month before I started listening to the podcast early in 2014. After years of listening to all the great stories about LL, I've always felt a bit bummed that I didn't buy from him. I got a second chance this year. Oh no!
I was trying to read
coffee?
No. Just more on the, off the side of my mouth.
Okay.
It's good. Good video. Solid.
I got a second chance this year, and LL showed that he is really the guy everyone swears he is. When my wife's diamond fell out of her ring and was lost, we needed a jeweler to work with our insurance company to get compensated. LL worked with us for months, fighting with the ghouls at the insurance company to get us every possible dollar he could for a ring he hadn't even sold. The insurance people were awful, and LL clearly got frustrated with their constant BS, but he kept on them, and eventually it made them agree to a fair amount. We just picked out a new ring from LL, and my wife couldn't be happier. If anyone who listens to your LL ad reads wonders if he could possibly be as good as you say he is, I can testify that he is. That came from Eric.
I love it.
That was great. But as I said, up to 391 Rights to Ricky Sanchez listeners who have purchased engagement rings from LL.
There's nothing better than somebody getting pissed off on your behalf.
Yes, for you.
For you.
It's amazing. Yeah.
It's a great feeling. And say, that's bullshit. Let me call somebody.
And actually accomplish it.
Yeah.
LL Pavorsky.
The best.
So I had made the promise privately, want to see if you want to agree to this publicly, as we are on the verge of 400 Rights to Ricky Sanchez listeners who have purchased.
You agreed to this privately. You emailed LL that I'm going to have sex with the couple. That goes to 400. To no response. He didn't respond, I didn't respond, and he said we agreed on this privately. I guess that's an agreement. I'm not a law guy.
If the couple agrees, will you consider
it? No. Not having sex with any couples. I'm not going to cuck anybody that goes to LL.
Well, this
happening.
Might not be a cuck situation, though.
Either direction.
Okay.
No matter which machinations.
Okay.
You can listen but you cannot touch. That's my rule of the podcast.
Would you, okay, last thing, and then I'll move on from it. Would you watch them have sex?
Would I watch them have sex? I can't imagine a situation where I'd, sure. Okay. Sure.
Okay. LL contributes to our charities, Providence Animal Center.
I want
to
play ball. Sure, I'll watch them have sex.
And Mama D's.
Great.
Community fridge.
If you want it, I'm there.
If you want to make
no touching.
An appointment with LL.
My clothes are on.
Oh, man. Call them. 215-627-225. Or email them, lee@llproborsky.com. LL Proborsky Jewelers.
I'm watching.
All right. Do you want to read the hardest stomach?
Sure.
You two comment of the week.
Zoom in, magnifying glass.
Okay.
It's really, this is from MLG Pro Swag 69.
Okay.
It's really funny that it only took everyone else that could be scapegoated to be scapegoated before the rest of the Sixers fan base realized Tobias is the biggest problem. He's a real testament to the idea that when running away from a bear, you don't have to outrun the bear, you just have to outrun everyone else. Where has this person been?
Right.
As if Tobias hasn't been routinely blamed for everything.
Yeah. I don't think he's the biggest problem. I never thought he was the. Now, if you add in his salary, I think
that's
yeah.
That's always
problem.
The factor when you're yeah. when you the expectations are what they are. But who is? Where have you been that you are commenting on a Ricky YouTube segment, but don't think that Tobias has been properly blamed for stuff?
Well, YouTube, we actually do get a lot of non-Ricky people, actually. So,
but even, I mean, not even from us. Remember, anybody. What outlet is going like, no, Tobias is great?
So CJ produces these clips for us that are YouTube shorts, and a lot of time those clips get to outside of our audience.
Sure.
So the JJ LeBron clips have reached the LeBron stands. So one of them
really?
Is LeBron's rules of a great player, and of course the first one was knowing the history of the game.
Sense of history.
And the second one was you have to murder your family.
Sacrifice
your family.
Sacrifice them at the altar of basketball.
So I'll just read a few of these. Actually, this is not a LeBron stand. This is an anti-LeBron, more like a sellout to China for LeBron. LeBron's rules of being a great player. Knowing the history of basketball allows you to truly understand why the greatest players in history actually were the greatest. It also teaches you about the development of strategies and techniques so you know what works and what doesn't. Mike, any comment?
Come on, dude.
Y'all are just being dumb.
Give me a fucking break.
SMH. How about bro delete this while you have the chance?
Okay.
How about, yeah, this is a bad attempt to go viral. You guys never played sports and it shows.
Mm. It's just, look, we could just be, I just don't like the, like, bullshit. Like, yeah. The businessy, bullshitty.
Oh, this one I like too.
Balding man who gets schooled at local pickup court knows ball more than LeBron.
Yeah, who's the balding man?
Who's balding man?
Yeah.
I think it was intended for you.
Is it me?
Yeah, you're not balding.
I haven't gotten a haircut in a long time. I fucking need one. I've been watching too much basketball. I haven't had the time.
Well, but here's one that I think is about me.
I'm a lot of things. I'm not balding.
Hey, Bucko, he's talking about something you would never understand.
Who's Bucko? Which of us is Bucko? Tell us.
Hey, Bucko. And then here's the other one. CJ and I were debating who this one's about, but I think this one's about me.
Okay.
Built like a cancer patient trying to convince us he knows ball better than LeBron James himself.
That's rough.
I get that. Shout out to cancer patients again. Not being negative about cancer patients, but if one of us is going to be
not a great comment.
Yeah, about the cancer patient, I think it's probably me.
Sure.
But I also thought I might be the balding one because I always wear the hat. But I'm not balding either, as you can see.
Yeah, I don't. It's just people just taking what they can swing at. It's guys.
Hey,
we
Bucko.
Don't have to be. Buckos who believe, like,
balding
what's the
Bucko
best? You think LeBron's the best reason why LeBron? Oh, those guys are leaving. They don't enjoy the podcast anymore. Yeah. They're LeBron stans. They can't handle it anymore.
Yeah.
We
finally.
Like, obviously, what makes a great basketball player is not knowing the history of the game. That cannot be number one. In no world is that number one. Not a chance. We can just, like, we don't have to be. We're not at a TED Talk. What do we do? Just, like, say, be real about it. You think that knowing the history of the game All right, we're choosing sides. We're going to go play pickup. Fill out this questionnaire.
Who did Gilmore play for?
I don't want to see anybody warm up. Fill out this questionnaire. Where did Marcus Johnson play?
How many years did Bill Cartwright play in the league? When was he traded to the Bulls?
It's like, come on, dude. Come on.
Couple of emails.
Come on.
Writes to RickySanchez@gmail.com. The playback speed used by listeners on the pod has recently come up multiple times, so I wanted to give my opinion on why it's just better at 1.25x speed. Both you and Mike's speech cadence is better. To be honest, you guys just talk too slow. More importantly, the intro song is better.
I definitely don't talk too slow.
Just play the intro song at 1.25x on the pod and let the listeners decide. So,
I think the guy's just used to it. He's used to that speed.
So what this is, I believe, is, you know, the diagnosis of somebody being porn sick, just sort of like watching so much porn that regular sex and interactions becomes like weird to them because they've been watching pornography for so much.
Okay.
Listening on like 1.25x or 1.5x is the porn sick of podcasts. The problem, you think we talk at a more normal pace at 1.25x because you're losing the ability to understand what a normal conversation sounds like. You are porn sick. You need to not think that music needs to be sped up and talking needs to be sped up. I'm sorry.
You're just used to it, which is fine. I'm not, when I have a conversation with somebody, I'm not like, God, they're talking so slow because I listen to my podcast at 1.5.
But this guy is.
I think it's just a different, when you listen to podcasts, I'm okay zooming through it, and some people do, I don't think, I talk too fast. But some people really talk so slow, and I'm like, come on.
Well, I think
our, I got stuff going on.
I think our podcast, too, is not particularly information dense. Like, if you're listening to a podcast trying to gain knowledge or something.
I'll slow it down.
But I also think if the only purpose is to learn things, then speeding it up is fine.
That's the opposite.
No, but I think we're entertaining, and the pauses are necessary. Like, all of a sudden, when you change it, it changes even the point of the podcast. Would you watch a movie at 1.5x?
No.
Of course not.
Well.
Don't.
I'd watch some movies at 1.5x.
He says, Ari, Mike and NBA players overhelping on defense. Maybe it's that NBA players are so athletic that they can get away with what looks like overhelping because they can simply get packed quick enough. It only looks bad because we have to watch Tobias do it every night, and he's not athletic enough, nor does he have enough basketball instincts to anticipate and react to get away with the overhelp.
Yeah, I mean, this has always been my issue. I think, like, it is sort of baked into the system of, like, how to play NBA defense is that you should, like, pinch in and show help and show bodies and show arms
back.
And then run back. But, like, I just don't think that that should be the case for everybody. I think it should be more on a person-to-person basis because, like, they're not big enough to contest. They're just not big enough to contest or not quick enough to, like, show help in one way and then get back in the other. Like, I just think it's – coaches are very averse to one player beating them in, like, the same way every time. And I would rather force that guy to at least take tough shots one-on-one, defend your position – and not have easy one pass kick outs to three. I mean, I've said this a million times, but that's how I feel.
Shambatam.
Should I slide my feet? I'll slide my feet all over this goddamn park.
You want to show everyone how you slide your feet?
Sure.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Some real Ivy League looking feet slider. Right?
Well, I'm in jeans. Come on.
One more email. Writes to RickySanchez@gmail.com. It's two questions. This is from Tim. Hi, Spike, Mike, and CJ. With how bad Tobias has been lately, do you think it's possible next season that Kelly Oubre will get more money than Tobias Harris? I do not.
I think probably not.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be a lot closer than it is now. I think Tobias will get in the 18 range.
I was going to say 16.
And I think Kelly will probably 10. Get like, yeah, maybe
220.
8 to 12, yeah. Something like that.
I think Oubre is a 220 guy.
It is hard to go from minimum to more, and I think Kelly will, but I don't think it's going to be so much more.
And non-basketball question. When you're sleeping in bed with your partner, how much space allocation do you typically get? I'd say I'm a pretty still sleeper, and I still get, and I get 1/5 bed allocation.
I move around sleep-wise. I like to be touching. Alyssa sometimes does it.
Same thing there. Val wants her space, and I'm like,
yeah.
We have a queen bed.
Yeah.
Eventually going to update to a king if we can, but
I think king beds are too big.
I think there needs to be a size between king and queen.
Yeah.
And if like, someone can come up with a queen plus.
Yeah, well, there's a size between queen and twin. There's
right.
full.
Right. I need a little bit more of that, but because they are so big. But I also will sometimes go diagonal and sleep. I'm moving around doing crazy shit.
I get half. It's half. It's down the middle. She doesn't take up a lot of space. She also will try to appease me by the touching when we fall asleep.
Yeah, it's a touch and go.
Yeah, yeah. She'll do she probably does not want me doing this. I can, if I lay like on, like put my head on her shoulder or something, I can feel how badly she wants me to move.
Sure.
So she'll put her hand out and do like a handhold fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just be like, yeah, you're a little, be placated.
Yeah. You're an old fucking man. Get away from me. Yeah. Anyway. All right. You have anything else?
We got basketball to watch.
Yeah.
12 hours.
Yep. So.
It's March, baby.
Hey, if you're, and by the way, if you happen to be in LA and you're not part of Fly the Process, this event on Saturday is not, you don't have to be part of Fly the Process, so you can stop by if you'd like at Rocco's. And the other thing, if you end up going there, there could be extra people that they're not expecting, so just be cool if, you know, bartenders and stuff, you know, just be nice. That's all I'm saying.
I think they're going to be overwhelmed by if a lot of people show up.
That's why I'm saying be cool, you know? So, all right, we'll talk to you next time. When's our next pod? Is it Wednesday, maybe? Yeah, Wednesday after Clippers Sixers, probably.
I think so.
Yeah. All right, down with TTP.
Yeah, you know Lick Vase.
Shout out Metro.
If you don't fuck with me, then I won't fuck with you.
If you don't fuck with me,
then I won't fuck with you.
But if you fuck with me,
I'm gonna fucking get you!
Time for plan B.